right, it's not working.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
We can do this. We can do this. Hold on just a second, folks.
Let's see here.
Yeah. Good morning.
Wakey, wakey.
Sorry, that's how I wake up.
Is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wednesday.
Oh, Lord, it's only Wednesday.
Hey, it's Wednesday.
Okay, we get it.
That's it? You don't have anything else to say to me today?
No, I do not.
Really?
Oh, wait. Yes, I do.
You're going to make me say this, aren't you?
Showtime. The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
That's how you start a show. Yeah. Good morning to you. I'm John. That's Jackson.
Oh, well, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Monroe.
Hi, John.
Today is Wednesday, which means it's hump day.
Hump day.
Hi, today of 43. Yesterday at this time, I happened to play some of Monroe singing. It was 6:30, sometime in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
I happened to play the commercial where Monroe is singing the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah. I was cornered into singing the 12 Days of Christmas.
I cannot begin to tell you how many coworkers heard us playing that break throughout the morning.
All day long.
Yes.
Like 9 times in the podcast. You know how many stayed in the podcast?
Huh.
All of them.
They better have.
Oh, every one of them.
Yes.
I got emails from coworkers yesterday who were like, oh, I loved your commercial. I'm like, no, you didn't. Don't lie to me.
So awesome. Wait, Jackson, you missed a shift yesterday? What happened?
I all day long thought it was Monday. All day long. I knew I had a Tuesday show.
Yeah.
It was booked months ago. I had counted on doing a Tuesday show. But it was Monday to me.
In your mind.
So I dropped my car off to get some new tires. I really take my time, have a nice long lunch.
Uh-huh.
Just sort of settle in, watch some TV while my car's getting fixed.
Right.
Get a call from my boss. Hey, where you at? You're supposed to be at a show now.
Oh, no.
No, my show's tomorrow. She goes, no, you're not. You misread the schedule. It's today. I didn't misread the schedule. I just thought it was the wrong day. All day long, I thought it was Monday.
So what happens at that point? Because your car is getting fixed. You don't even have transportation.
I couldn't even get down there. We just had to cancel the show.
Oh,
it sucked.
Oh, man.
And, like, you know how I am with work. Like, I don't like messing up at work very much at all.
Yeah.
So let that one eat at me all night. That was good.
Oh, I bet.
That was really fun. That was a good one.
I mean, we've all gone through those moments of thinking it was the wrong day. But you really committed to it being
all
the wrong day.
All day? Well, that's the thing. I was so shocked when she called and was like, hey, you got to be to a show like now. Your show starts now.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it doesn't. It is tomorrow. You're wrong. Like, that's how confident I was in the fact that it was Monday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was really
bad. Kind of like when the library called me and they were like, you have our book. And I was like, your system is messed up.
Uh-huh.
Not mine.
I got, unfortunately, I have to agree with her.
I don't think you ever should do
that. It's kind of on the same level.
She was late by months.
You
were late by a day.
That's true. I figured mine out way earlier than Monroe figured hers out.
Yeah. All right, Monroe. Go ahead and kick off today's show with a pocket full of sunshine.
Another local story.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So cool. There's an 8-year-old from Spanish Fork. Being hailed as a hero for donating his stuffed animal collection to a children's hospital. His name's Johnny Hoagland, and he has won more than 350 plush toys from various toy claw machines over the years.
He's that good at the claw machine, huh?
Dude, this kid's 8.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with them.
You like the claw machine.
I love the claw machine.
Yeah.
I love them.
Are you good at them?
Yeah.
Are you as good as Johnny?
Not as good as Johnny.
Okay.
No, it takes me $5.
I won't let
Five
my kids do them
it.
Because I'm like, it's a sucker's game.
Mm.
They grease those claws.
You know
they do, but you have to outsmart it.
Oh.
The problem is that the claw is never strong enough to actually grip the toy.
Right.
It just slides right off. They're not greased up. They just don't have the grip strength.
Yeah, that's why you got to work it. You got to find something big enough. It's going to fill it up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're saying go for the bigger ones.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
See, we've been going for the small ones.
Thinking.
Yeah. But
it'd be easier in light. No.
You got to shoot for the stars.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll succeed.
I'm going to get that giant Luigi.
Anyway, Johnny donated all 350 plush toys after seeing a story the Utah Highway Patrol was asking for donations for Primary Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
So he donated all of them.
That's awesome.
Isn't that
super cool?
Very
good
cool.
Good job, Johnny.
All right, Jackson. When we get to your first showbiz beat of the morning, man.
Jonathan, I would love nothing more than to get to our first showbiz beat of the morning.
Very positive. I love
it. That's right. All righty. Bill Cosby was in court yesterday. He was in an appeal for his prison sentence. Right now, he is serving a 10-year prison sentence with lifetime supervision. So even if he manages to survive being in prison, because he's like 85 now. Even if he manages to survive being in prison for 10 years, when he gets out, he'll still be on parole for the rest of his life.
Okay.
Is kind of the idea. So his team went to court and appealed it based on 8 different issues. The biggest ones being the judge's decision to air Cosby's damaging deposition testimony from a related lawsuit. So they brought in an outside lawsuit in. So I think it was something along the lines of there was another one that he had settled, a sexual assault that he had settled out of court that they brought in for this hearing. So they wanted that thrown out. And they wanted to appeal that, saying that wasn't fair. He needs a retrial because that wasn't cool. They also said that he had a binding promise from a former prosecutor that he would never be charged, which is something that prosecutors can't promise.
I was gonna say, is that even a thing?
No, they can if they're working on you with a specific case, I believe they can make a deal with you. Like, you can plead down.
Sure.
But they can't promise that you'll never be charged for a different crime down the road. And that he said that a juror had prejudged Cosby's guilt, which here's the problem with trying someone like Bill Cosby. Everyone knows him. Like,
right. Yeah.
It's hard to be fit. That's the only thing that I kind of think is fair. Like, he's never going to be able to get a free trial. But
that's then every celebrity can say that.
And that's the thing. Yeah. So celebrities will get away with everything. Mm-hmm. And like, if enough people say you did what you did, then sorry, you have to go to court for it. It doesn't matter if they can't find anyone who doesn't know you.
Well, plus, he's lucky that he only got 10 years.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fight this, man.
Yeah.
You got the good end of it.
The court rejected all his arguments and upheld his classification as a sexually violent predator subject to lifetime supervision.
What is it? 51 women came forward?
I don't remember the number now. I was just trying to do the math of how long he's been in prison and where.
It's been like 2 years.
And 10 years was his thing, so he could parole in what, 5?
No, probably? I think they upheld the 10-year sentence, so he has to finish the 10-year sentence.
Okay.
Then after that, then he can appeal for parole, assuming he makes it that way. He's 82.
Okay.
So,
I don't know, if he's Kirk Douglas, he could still have another 20 plus years.
Which is bonkers to think about. So his next step would be to ask the state Supreme Court to consider his appeal. If the state Supreme Court rejects it, then he can still appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Just keep going.
Good luck with that.
He recently said he is prepared to serve the full 10-year sentence rather than express remorse to the parole board. So they've given him every opportunity in the world to try to make it right. Like, if he just came out and said, I did it, I'm sorry, then the parole board would probably be more willing to hear his appeal. But until he's willing to express any remorse for his actions, he's staying in jail.
Yeah.
Sorry. You go to timeout until you learn to behave.
Right.
That's how this works. So don't plan on seeing Bill Cosby out of jail pretty much anytime soon. All right, Jessica Biel, reportedly, this is according to Us Weekly, and but a source close to Jessica Biel came out and said that she encouraged Justin Timberlake to apologize publicly because, quote, she felt embarrassed by his actions and wanted him to take accountability.
I bet she did.
Yeah, she didn't encourage. She demanded.
She told him. Well, so if you missed this story, the long and short of it is Justin Timberlake got photographed holding hands with one of his female coworkers. He's working on a movie down in New Orleans, and the photos went viral. Jessica Biel was upset by it, made him apologize, is now the story that everyone kind of believes. Bette Midler, however, took herself to Twitter and really laid down the law. She said, Justin Timberlake publicly apologized to his wife for holding hands with another actress after having too much to drink, but says nothing else happened. Who cares? He held another woman's hand, BFD, which is my favorite abbreviation. So when is Janet Jackson's boob going to get an apology? Which is fair. Like,
well, we've always talked about how
that was humiliating.
Janet Jackson got just thrown under the bus, and Timberlake got nothing for that halftime show.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. I still blame her, though.
You blame her more than him?
I feel like she orchestrated it. It was her performance.
Yeah, but it was his hand that took her boob out, so.
She was the captain.
So she was saying, you just do this. He was just a foot soldier, is how you're saying.
Also, were you backstage? How do you know that's what happened?
Everybody knows what happened, Jackson.
Okay, yeah, well.
So, the only one who doesn't know is you, Jackson.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And this is what's wrong with the American court system. People like Monroe. And finally, the Bachelor host, Chris Harrison, is an ordained minister. And he just rolled out his website where you can book him to officiate your wedding. I looked around the website, tried to find prices. No. That's not how this works.
Do you have to reach out for
You reach out for a quote.
Okay.
And you have to, like, tell him your whole love story and things about both of you. And then he'll, like, that's really nice. It'll be $50,000.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Anytime they ask you to submit first before the quote.
It's too expensive.
You can't afford it.
Yeah.
I have learned from experience.
Almost always. Yeah. Well, plus, like, why would you want Chris Harrison? He has been at the genesis of so many really tumultuous relationships.
Yeah.
Why would you want him to start yours off?
And, like, the center of drama all the time.
I tend to think you'd have to be one of those Bachelor or Bachelorette fans where you watched it with your fiancé.
Yeah.
And
it'd have to be a big deal. Well, I'm sure he's going to make a killing. Like, this is going to be great for him. Mm. Like, he's going to make a lot of money.
I know two other hosts who are a lot cheaper.
That's true.
And they'll officiate your wedding.
Yep. Well, I'll officiate your wedding for a free burrito.
Mm-hmm. I'll get ordained for you.
There you go. The three of us. I bet we can make more money.
What if all three of us
went to a wedding?
Stood up there.
Oh. Let me tell you.
Attempted to do a wedding.
I learned from the charity event that we three hosted, where we talked on top of each other up on stage for about an hour and then just walked out to the sound of
whatever. The people loved it.
They loved it,
Sean. I don't think the three of us should ever do a wedding
they
together.
They loved it. That is your showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Hey, Monroe.
What?
You watched Home Alone with your daughter last night,
dude,
huh?
Dude, okay, she's been sick.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's kind of just spending time in bed, and so I was working or whatever. So, you know, we put on Disney Plus, and Home Alone was there.
Ah, yes.
Okay, I haven't watched that movie in years.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't. And we laughed so hard, like out loud together. We had the best time. Just watching a movie.
Was it
so
watching
silly.
The burglars get kind of smacked around
and
that?
And Ella has a hard time seeing people like get hurt or bad things happen to people. So she's like hiding under the covers.
Yeah.
You know, when stuff happens. But the part with the spider, do you remember this where he puts the spider on the guy's forehead and he like screams like a girl?
Yeah.
She was laughing so hard and under her breath she's like, "That is totally you, Mom."
So cute.
It holds up. It's a great movie.
Slapstick is always great. No matter what anyone says, slapstick humor is always funny.
I'll try it again with the kids. I tried it years ago with Liam.
Mm-hmm. Same with me.
Did you?
I tried it a while ago. And then the whole, like, parents leaving you home alone.
Yeah. It scared
him. It was too scary.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But maybe now, I'm sure now he's old enough. He's watching Step Brothers. What do I know?
Step Brothers introduced him to a lot.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So there's this YouTube channel that just started, and every day they're grabbing a holiday special like Home Alone or Elf, and they're grabbing a 1 second clip of every minute of the film, and then they put it up for you to kind of guess what movie it is. It's really fun. Like they've only had two so far, but I grabbed one of the first ones they did, and I thought I would just play for you the audio.
Okay.
And see
if you could guess the holiday TV special, okay?
Okay.
Here you go.
I quit. I quit.
it's an old one.
It is an old one. That is exactly true.
Yeah,
so
I don't know any of this.
I grabbed 7 seconds of it or 7 minutes. Of the film, but not all in the same room. Do you want to hear it one more time?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
John,
mm.
The only thing I can think of is Miracle on 34th Street, but I've never seen it.
You've never seen Miracle on 34th Street?
Mm-mm.
It's boring. Don't worry about it.
It is super boring.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I felt like a bad person.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Just because something's old doesn't mean it's good.
Well,
sorry.
Everybody's like, oh, it's the best.
I know.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows how I feel about Star Wars, so stop pushing it on me.
I feel the same way about It's a Wonderful Life.
Whack. Yeah, it sucks.
To me, it was too boring. Like, and I haven't seen it since I've been I don't know, maybe a teen.
I haven't watched that either.
Yeah,
don't worry, you're okay. I watch those shows. Like, the black and white, I could never hold my attention. Mm-hmm.
We could also stop remaking Christmas Carol, and it would be fine. We don't have to remake it every year.
I love to see how each actor interprets the ghost, because the one actor plays all the different ghosts.
Right.
And Jim Carrey, when he did the stop motion...
That was too scary.
It was creepy.
Did not like it.
Wait, he did a stop motion.
He did one, where it was all like
CGI. It was like a computer CG.
But it had his face.
Kind of like Polar Express.
Mm-hmm. And it was so creepy.
I bet.
It's way creepy. I'll play it for you one more time and see if you can guess it here.
I quit. I quit.
You know what?
Sounds like Looney Tunes to me.
Babes in Toyland, no.
I don't know, man.
No? We're getting texts. No, it's not Looney Tunes. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh,
yeah, because his nose was...
Yeah, the whistle. I put the whistle in specifically. I thought that would... Nothing?
It has been years since I saw Rudolph.
The Island of the Misfit Toys.
I'm aware.
He wants to be a dentist.
Yeah.
I hope...
I know someone with a cat named Moon Man from the Island of Misfit Toys, okay? I understand what you're saying now.
You hear what I'm saying, then?
Yeah, but it doesn't change the fact that I haven't seen the movie in two decades.
I'm going to grab some of the YouTube links from this channel. Just started up. I'll put it up on a blog. Go to mix1051utah.com. All right, did you see the story? Because I missed it till this morning, and it happened 4 days ago, that in China, they have created a pig monkey.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Yes. A pig monkey. I don't know which one goes first.
Are they for sale?
A punky.
Can I buy
one? Punker. Yes. A punky. They're not for sale. They have created 10 of them. It's a pig monkey hybrid that they're born. They're still alive. And
I mean, probably not doing well, I would guess.
I'm not sure. I don't know how it's going.
That is someone's Jurassic Parking right now.
Oh. Yeah.
That's not great.
Have you Googled it? Have you seen the pig monkey?
No! Jackson.
So it has bigger ears than like a normal pig, and then tiny little like long legs would be the best way to describe it. But I think it looks more pig than monkey if you were to ask.
Oh, I don't know. This one picture I see.
Is it different? Are you looking at an actual one or some of the...
I'm looking at the pig monkey, and I think it just looks like a pig.
Is that it or no?
It doesn't look like a... It certainly doesn't look like a monkey to me at all.
It looks more pig than monkey. The one, I think, if you Google it, you'll see some that are like fake. I think that's one you're on, Monroe.
Okay, because that was horrific.
What kind of monkey? Is it a monkey or an ape that they mixed it with?
It is a monkey.
Okay.
And it has more pig... cells than monkey cells.
Well, okay, so I guess my bigger question then is why? That's really what I want to know.
Because we have the power.
Are they gonna? Well, because here's the thing. They do, for a long, long time, pigs are so similar to humans in their anatomy that they do a lot of testing on pigs before they have us try things.
Sure.
And so I'm wondering if maybe if they mix it with like monkey or ape DNA, if maybe they're trying to get it a little bit closer to human anatomy.
Well, here's the crazy thing. This isn't the first hybrid animal we've created. So I thought we'd play Animal Hybrid Fact or Fiction.
Well, I don't like this.
I remember growing up. Remember where you'd get like the little Newsweek? Was it Newsweek that you'd get as
National Enquirer. Yeah.
No. As a kid when you would like be in school.
Oh, the Weekly Reader?
Yeah, it was like they'd hand it to you. It was like three pages. It was just science news and stuff.
It was the Weekly Reader.
When they had the ear that was growing on the mouse. That was like a big story when I was in elementary school. No one remembers that story. All right, here we go.
I know the story.
Jackson versus Monroe, I will tell you the hybrid. You tell me if it is an actual hybrid.
Are we chiming in or are you going back and forth?
We'll go back and forth on this. I think it makes more sense. Yeah. Who wants to go first?
I will.
All right, Jackson, here we go. We'll start with you.
Okay.
A wolfin. I'm talking about a killer whale that was mixed with a dolphin. That's why we call it a wolfin. Was that actually created or is it completely fiction?
That can't be real.
So you're saying it's fiction.
It's fiction.
That is fact.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I thought I saw one.
Wolfin. Monroe, we'll go over to you.
Okay.
A geep. I'm talking about a goat and a sheep mixed together.
A geep.
A geep. Is that an actual hybrid or something that I just made up right now?
I think you just made that one up.
No,
what?
That's true.
A geep?
A goat and sheep mixed together. Well, the names are John. the hybrid connection is real. Is science.
Okay. Here's my thing. Here's what I don't understand about all this.
Go ahead.
And I'm not a scientist by any stretch of the imagination.
As you know, I am, so that's fine.
I have thought for years and years now, and for as long as I have had my dog, that he's probably part coyote because of his just general attitude and his face shape and stuff. But then I found out that domestic dogs cannot breed with coyotes. But you're telling me that a dolphin and a whale can properly breed, and that's
a
real thing?
They breed on their own. This is all done in test tubes.
I know, but they can't test tube baby a coyote and a dog either.
Or can they? I think they can at this point.
They just did a pig monkey.
Pig monkey!
I don't know, man. Not according to my research.
Monkey pig! Hey, don't be Googling right now.
I'm only looking at the monkey pig.
Jackson, back to you.
Yeah.
A canguin. A cat and a penguin.
That's not possible.
Final answer?
Absolutely.
Are you sure?
That's a mammal and a bird. There's no way.
You're absolutely correct, yeah. Can't do the old penguin.
No. But I thought you meant kangaroo penguin.
I
and
did.
And that's where I was
I
going.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
A jumping penguin?
Terrifying.
What if penguins jumped?
Penguins, here's a dirty little secret, are mean and terrifying.
You ruined otters for me. Don't you dare ruin penguins. Well,
50 Monroe. Shades of Black and White, that's for sure.
Over to you. A camma. A camel and a llama?
Why not?
Yeah, that could happen.
You're absolutely
correct.
I feel like that
could happen naturally.
Yeah.
You keep your camels with your llamas.
Like a donkey and
a
horse.
You got your llama and my camel. You got your camel and my llama.
I think the term you were looking for is llama.
Ah, llama would have been better. Again, science did not give them these names. I gave them the names. We're just going with the actual hybrids. Jackson, over to you.
Yeah.
A pow. A parrot and a cow.
Well, no. Again, that's a mammal and a bird.
It's a big old cow, but it has like a beak.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, and it kind of talks back to you.
It's like, listen,
chicken is good. Yeah, I think I have seen that before.
Eat chicken.
That's what it says.
I hate everything about that.
Wait, I'm sorry, no. There you go.
Yeah. I was like, no, you might want to recheck your facts.
Monroe, over to you.
Okay.
A zonkey, a zebra, and a donkey.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
That's definitely real.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Tied up.
They're
two
so
to two.
Cute.
I got two more to go. We'll see how this goes. A liger?
Yeah.
A lion and a tiger?
That was Joe Exotic's number one export.
Yes, it
Fun
was.
Fact for you.
A liger, a stuffed one at the Hogle Zoo. Remember that?
Well, she was real. Her name was Shasta, and she lived there forever, like in the 50s and 60s. And then she died, and they stuffed her. And I think she's still on display at the Bean Museum in BYU.
Like the soda?
Yeah.
Interesting. Fascinating.
She was
all right.
Cool.
Monroe, back to you. You can either win it or tie it or lose it right now. A seacock, a seal, and a peacock.
Okay, no, that didn't happen.
Are you sure? It's this beautiful
Seattle
seal.
Seattle seacock.
Uh-huh.
It's this beautiful seal, but the tail of the seal is it fans out. It's
plumage.
Gorgeous creature.
Sure.
No. Yeah. I'm sorry. Do you want to change your answer?
No, I don't.
All right. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. You got it right.
Man, twice. Can we get a peacock for the building, by the way? How funny would that be?
We got a few peacocks walking around this building.
Please.
Yeah,
I know,
I think we have enough
right?
peacocks here. Uh-huh. We're going to call it a tie. Yesterday, I'm walking through the halls, and Jan, who sells here at Broadway Media, stopped me, and she's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was watching Prodigal Son. Are you watching it? And I'm like, no, but we had on a few of the cast members on our show when it was first launching. And she's like, well, I recorded this for you. And she played me back part of the Prodigal Son, the TV show. And in it, they're like, wait, did you say the killer's name is John? And then the cop's like, yeah, John Watkins.
Yes!
He's the killer.
You're a murderer!
I'm a killer!
Cool! That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, did they make sure there's no H in it? Otherwise, he's just a pretentious serial killer.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to be involved
that's
with that.
Important.
Yeah. Mm. So there was no answer yet.
I like to imagine that you made someone on that show really mad. Like you maybe dated one of the writers in college
right,
or something.
Exactly.
And she's like, nope, I know exactly what I'm going to name this killer. That way, anytime someone Googles John Watkins, they're going to pop up serial killer first.
So this has just been a long burn for someone wanting like just a.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a Jackson move. If I I've ever heard one.
Is a serial killer overly nice?
That's right. He
walks
seems
down
friendly.
The streets and smiles at people.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yep. That's for sure.
Just trying to change the world one smile at a time. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the pocket full of sunshine, Monroe.
You guys, oh, what a time to be alive.
Mm.
Because there is, in this world, such a thing as a baby rave.
I'm sorry. One more time.
It's a baby rave. Mm. And it's exactly what it sounds like. The video is hilarious. So pretty much it looks like a club, right? It's the lights are low and there's like, you know, disco ball and DJ ET rocking the ones and twos.
Yeah, of course.
But it's all kids that are under 4 years old and their parents that are just dancing. And it's 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Wait, the parents are dancing?
Yeah. Parents are just going out and having fun. And the thing about this is it has nothing to do with being educationally enriching.
Okay.
The idea behind it is just parents, get out and have fun with your toddlers. Like, these are the hard years.
Okay.
Go do something fun. So the kids get sippy cups.
Mm.
Yeah. They get some fun juice.
Are the kids dancing as well? Or are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're on the floor crawling around.
Yeah.
And at the
they're
same
dancing.
Time...
And the music is geared not towards the kids, towards the parents. So
okay,
the parents
sure.
can stand it. You know, mm-hmm. they don't have to listen to Baby Shark again.
Right.
Yeah, and it's just, it lasts about 40 minutes, and they just go, and they dance together, and they have fun, and just get worn out on a Sunday morning, and go home.
I feel like that's something we might see here. Have we seen, is it a Utah
this
thing?
This is in Oakland, California, right
really?
Now.
Oh.
But I think we really need to make this happen, because it's just the cutest thing ever. To see these babies in their little diapers, and they're trying to get down. You know how babies dance?
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to get down, and then DJ ET... He's like a legit looking DJ, and you can see him stopping the beat and throwing it out to the crowd. It's great.
You want to throw a mixed baby rave next year?
Do you mind?
Okay, we'll get that.
We can maybe put that on the.
Let's talk to promotions. Jackson, you want to do a baby rave as well?
I really do.
Really?
That sounds kind of fun, man. That's cute.
I was just placating.
Either a baby rave or a baby pageant.
Okay, we'll do
baby I was a pageant rave. Baby, and look at me. I turned out okay.
Oh. Jackson. Let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it, buddy. All righty, Roo. Jack Black was asked his favorite holiday movie. And, well, take a listen to what he had to say.
What would you say is your number one holiday film that you have to watch every year?
My favorite holiday film? You know what? It's got to be Elf. Because, once again, Jon Favreau, I don't know if I'm saying it right, and Will Ferrell just knocking it out the park.
The humility. You could have said your own movie.
Do I have a Christmas movie? Which one is mine? Oh, The Holiday. Obviously The Holiday. Nancy Myers, genius.
Listen.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't remember that movie either. So.
No one does. Yeah. Also, the best thing he could say was that it was a Nancy Meyer movie. That's all.
Right.
He didn't say anything about the quality of the actual movie itself.
No.
Just that Nancy Meyer is a genius.
Imagine
which, of course.
Not remembering.
He's done so much stuff, though, man.
Yeah.
He's done so much.
He
How
really
could
has.
You remember? I'm sure I've had jobs that I've forgotten.
Yeah.
For sure.
And really, it's just it 2 months, 3 months maybe of
mm-hmm.
1 year.
Well, and when you're asked a question on the spot, too, you just got to come up with an answer. So, you know.
Elf is an easy go-to.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's the best movie.
I can't remember what I had for dinner last night.
See?
So.
There we are.
That's for sure. Speaking of Christmas, Kris Jenner tells People magazine that she's giving everyone Botox for Christmas.
Oh.
That's what all of her friends are getting.
Oh,
I need to be friends with Kris Jenner.
I'm totes jelly.
She says, who doesn't love Botox? She's right,
right
though. Once you've had it, it's hard to not get it again.
I know. Once you've had it, you're just like, wow.
Because here's the thing. You think it, like, Hollywood on movies and TV makes it look like your face is frozen and what... It just makes you look well-rested.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting your best self forward. It's so nice.
It kind of lifts and tightens.
I'm a big, big fan of Botox.
I know. I've never met someone who
preaches. I'm such an advocate.
You really are.
If you want it, go get it, honey. It works and it looks great. I just wish it lasted forever is all.
I know.
What is it, 3 months?
Mine was around for like 4 or 5.
4 or 5? Okay.
Yeah, but I also didn't need a whole lot of it when I first got it anyway.
Right.
It just sort of raised my eyebrows up a little bit. It was so nice. She says, it's something that I've been using for a long time. My routine is pretty simple, but it's been my entire life. A massage, a great facial, a manicure, and a little Botox. I'm good to go. This is my favorite part, though. She says, I'm pretty traditional. As long as I'm clean and scrubbed up, I'm a happy camper. Whose tradition is that a part of?
Yeah.
You know, like,
pretty traditional.
I'm a traditional gal. I just like a good scrub down by a whole team of people.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows what it means to be traditional.
Right. Fruitcake is traditional.
Yes, exactly.
The way that she's describing it, she's like getting her massage, her facial, her manicure. That's like at SeaWorld when everyone gets that big push broom and takes turns, brushing down the whales. Like, scrubbing down Shamu with the push broom.
I'm just a small town gal. I like nothing more than a facial, a massage, and some Botox.
I love to lay in my tub made of 24-karat
right,
gold.
Like that's not...
And just sort of, swim around in my anti-aging potion.
That's part of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Exactly, the gold
and
pool.
And taking a bath in my 24-karat gold tub.
All of that stuff. Secret Santa. We're just going to keep going with the Christmas, apparently.
Go for it.
So there was a Secret Santa out in, where was it? It was Webster City, Iowa. And he paid for the entire town to go see Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Aww.
So he went down to the local theater, and he paid for 8 showings. He just gave them a big fat check and was like, anybody who wants to come to these 8 showings that lives here in Webster is allowed to come see it for free.
Oh, that's cool.
And he wants to remain anonymous. They, I guess, want to remain anonymous. And the theater is just opened up now. They're like, hey, if you live in Webster and you want to come see this movie, you've been dying to see it, somebody already paid. Which is so sweet.
That is cool.
I feel like that's like the cool thing. Like, if I was a rich dude, that's the sort of stuff that I'd like to do.
Yeah,
just random people. Like, hey, man, you want a free movie? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Hey, man, here's $100. Goodbye.
And movies are expensive.
Movies are so expensive.
Oh, my
Pay
gosh.
For that.
Concessions.
Give me some childcare on the side. Yeah, you know.
Dude, yeah, you know what gets me is the icy machine. I'm like, that is air, okay? You're selling cold air for how much?
Oh, it's like $7.
Jeez.
I know.
Yeah, that's... For sure. Kevin Hart tells New York Post that he's actually pretty mad he hasn't been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. My favorite quote is that it's so funny just because it's so Kevin Hart. Like, it seems really serious in print, but he was saying it as a joke. He's like,
yeah.
Why have I not heard that Kevin Hart is in the running? I have been wearing silk shirts and no socks for 2 years. I don't know if people realize this, but I have a nice back and nice legs. Did you see me last summer? He's the best.
Give it to him.
That's so funny. Speaking of which, Kevin Hart has come out and said that he is he wouldn't be opposed to hosting the Oscars. Here's what he had to say.
Look, I have nothing but love for the Academy. I always will. I think that, any conversation is always a good conversation. So TBD, TB determined.
I know that it's been like a dream of his since he was a kid to host the Oscars. So I wouldn't be shocked if they still.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, so if you don't remember earlier this year, he was being courted. He was supposed to host the Oscars. And then someone dug up these tweets from 10 years ago that were deemed homophobic. And which, I mean, it's debatable, honestly. But, He then the Academy asked him not to do it, and he stepped away. And the whole point of this was that, of course, he's still down to do the Oscars. He's always wanted to do them, and it was the Academy's problem with him, not the other way around.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that he would be still down for it, but it takes a strong man to just be like, I would, Academy.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Once they've said no to me, I'd be like, no, you get out of here.
Oh, man.
You're going to come into my house?
Oh,
you're
man.
You're going to tell
principle.
Me no, and then come into my house and have me host your stupid show? No, thank you.
Jackson would try to create his own variety show to go up against the Oscars.
And it would do better.
It would do better.
Because the Oscars suck right now.
Jackson would spray paint signs and hang them on, freeway overpasses, just to get his point across.
He would do the Dundee Awards. As the Oscars were going
I would hire
on.
A fleet of private planes to fly banners above protesting the Oscars every major city in the United States. And there is your showbiz.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. Let's get to choose the news.
Let's do it, buddy.
All right, I got a fear right now. I just looked over at Monroe. Monroe off air has been telling us that this morning she woke up not feeling great.
Yeah.
And it looks to me like at any moment things might turn the other way.
Did you just
get the chills?
I checked my arm, because now I have the chills.
I know. It's I saw it just wash over her. I think I'd like her to go home.
Yeah, we need to kick her out of here.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And not just because we want our story to win, but genuinely because if Monroe gets me sick with the stomach flu right now, I think I might have to do something bad to her family.
The things
and
that
I don't
you
want
have
to.
Threatened me with. You're going to put a dead animal in my glove box if I get you sick.
Well, neither of us want to get sick.
Listen, I'm a bad sick person. I'm not good at it. I'm mean to everyone around me. You think I'm mean on a normal day.
This is Jackson in a good mood.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how let's get through Choose the News.
Okay.
And then
okay.
See how you're holding up, champ.
Okay.
You're not doing this just for sympathy. Votes, are you? What?
John?
What?
John Serial Murderer Watkins.
That's my full name. Jackson, by the way, Choose the News works like this. Pick the story that you want to hear, and just for voting, we will put you into a drawing for four tickets, so a family four-pack, to the advanced screening of Spies in Disguise happening on December 14th. That's this Saturday at Jordan Commons Megaplex in Sandy. All right, Jackson, what's your story?
Silent but Deadly has never been taken more seriously.
Monroe?
The most mispronounced words of 2019.
And I've got people drive more carefully with this in their car than with their kids in the car. I'll tell you what it is, but you got to vote for me. This text says, feel better, Monroe. I'm going to vote for you today. That's from Stephanie in Orem.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Sympathy vote.
I know. Trust
sympathy.
Me. Can I tell you how many sympathy votes she got? Are you feeling down also now?
Yeah. Ow, my throat hurts. Help.
Voting for John Serial Murderer Watkins. Feel better. That's from Brooklyn. hey, Mix. Riley voting for Monroe this morning. Feel better halfway through the week.
Thank you.
I want to hear from John so Monroe can just go home. I'm worried we're going to hear her barf on air.
Well, she does everything else onto the microphone. I don't know why she wouldn't throw up on air, too.
Yeah, I think most people are hoping for that.
I told her, just aim for the fish tank.
No, you can't throw up on the Mixed Morning Fish. Throw up on Watkins.
I'm going for Jackson.
Hey, guys, it's Connor. Just got my license not that long ago, so I would love to know how to drive more carefully. So one vote for John. Hope you guys have an amazing day.
Connor, you wear your seatbelt and you don't speed, mister.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know. Whatever.
Don't.
I'm not your parent.
16-year-olds are terrible drivers.
Let's see. I know I always drive more carefully when I have my dog in the car. Precious Cargo.
Precious Cargo.
Voting for John the Serial Killer Watkins. That's not my nickname.
Yeah. Well.
That's Lindsay
it
from
is
Sandy.
Now.
Oh, man. No.
I don't know what to tell you.
I will tell you. It's definitely a two-way race, and Jackson's nowhere near that two-way. So we tally up the votes, though, today.
Slump.
You are kind of in a slump.
Listen, I don't know what I did to these people, but I feel like I've been serving up some pretty fierce teasers.
60% of the vote goes to Monroe!
Yeah!
I just burped. Ugh. It wasn't good.
Gross. Leave.
All right, most mispronounced words of 2019, of which I appreciate this list because there are a lot of them that I have been mispronouncing. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's how you say it. A lot of people, I guess, were Tekashi.
Oh,
or Tekashi. I don't know. It's Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Are these words or names?
They're both.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Both. Well, a lot of them are names, like Rami Malek.
Oh, from Bohemian Rhapsody. And then also, here's a show like on TBS or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robot. He's in the robot show. Yeah, like this year, because he was Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, everybody was like, it's Rami Malek, you know, it's Rami Malek.
Rami Malek. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Good to know.
So when Notre Dame burned down back in April, everybody was calling it Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
It's not.
Like
that's
the school.
Not, that's not how you say it.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Oh.
Purposely mispronounces it, kind of like we mispronounce hurricane.
For that reason?
Yes.
To be different?
That's what they do. But it's Notre Dame. Jackson, you talked about her yesterday. Megan, you said Rapinoe.
I know, Rapinoe. Oh, it's, trust me. I got your text messages.
She got blown up.
Did
afterwards.
You really?
Yeah. Yes.
It's Rapinoe. I would have. I said.
I got tweets. I got text messages. I got a couple emails. Mm-hmm. I get it. Rapinoe. Fine.
Rapinoe. I like that, though. It sounds better.
I like Rapinoe better, but that's just me.
And then I don't even know how to pronounce this.
Even with the correct pronunciation?
I always said Greta Thunberg.
Thunberg.
It's not what it is. Yeah, it's Greta Thunberg.
I don't think she's reading it right now,
because
honestly.
It's Swedish. She's Swedish.
Yeah.
And so that's Greta Thunberg.
Nope.
I think she's ill.
Too many
and
G's.
And I don't think she actually knows what she's reading right
well,
now.
Well, it's too many G's in that name for that to be accurate.
So do you say Chernobyl?
Chernobyl.
Yeah, it's Chernobyl.
Yeah, Chernobyl. Also,
I said Chernobyl.
A lot of people say nuclear. It's nuclear. Nuclear.
Depends what we're going with. Talking to a nuclear or a nuclear situation.
They're the same. It's the same word.
Two
and it's
very different.
And you're pronouncing it incorrectly twice. It's nuclear. Nuclear.
Nah.
That's how you say it.
Nuclear?
The nuclear reactor failed in Chernobyl.
A nuclear.
No.
Nuclear. Oh, no, it's not nuclear.
Nuclear.
But I know. Also, I used to date a guy that called it an ambulance. I broke up with him. Shocker. I broke up with him. Because you know what?
There's no fixing that level.
Yeah. I know.
That's pretty bad.
I know. So, all right. If you want to see the full article, it is up on Business Insider.
All right. There you go. Jackson's story and my story. We'll tell them to you today in our podcast. You know, just a few second date updates left for the year, and we're going to be done helping out everyone's dating life and then leave it to them until 2020.
So, oh, okay. So yeah. Just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Y'all are on your own for a couple weeks.
You deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so funny. I was at a holiday party over the weekend, and a few people are going like, oh my gosh, I've had dates just like what I've heard on your second date update. Mm-hmm. And
I know.
Yeah. It's incredible how many bad dates are out there. Hopefully this was not a bad date. It's just a miscommunication or something. Let's say good morning to Mia. Good morning, Mia.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm glad I slipped in under the wire before you for the end of the year.
Yeah, us too. So second date updates work like this. We try to call the person who went out on a date with someone. So we're going to get your details first and then really just kind of find out what went wrong. So why don't we hear it from you first? Who did you meet? Tell us the story.
So I met Logan online through Tinder. It was kind of funny. I was actually like in the middle of a bad Tinder date. And my date went to the restroom, so I started scrolling back through Tinder. I mean, what else are you going to do?
You were on Tinder while on a Tinder date?
Absolutely.
No, really? It was a really bad date. It was definitely a bad date. So,
hey, girl.
That's when I found Logan. And we started messaging each other, like, later that night. And I don't know. He seemed really cool. I was pretty excited for our date. So it was good. You know, he was really funny. I don't know. We had dinner together. And I did not scroll through Tinder on this date.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Proud of you. Good.
Yeah. He's really cool. He's really funny. I'm definitely interested in seeing him again, but I haven't heard. So
maybe he was scrolling through Tinder during that date, and he ended up finding a better match. I don't know. Like
maybe. I mean, with that, like karma, right?
What, Monroe?
Mia's perfect. Leave her alone.
Well, Mia sounds perfect. You're right about that. Well, Mia, why don't we get Logan's number from you, and we'll just call him up, and we'll ask him why he's not calling you back, and see, you know, what was going on, and how we can make this happen before the holidays.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's your second date update. So Mia called in and she met Logan on Tinder. She met Logan while on a Tinder date.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys don't seem as shocked as I am about that whole thing.
I didn't have time to waste here, John.
I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah, she said the last date wasn't going well, but
if you're bored and they're in the bathroom, what else are you supposed to do? Not look at your phone?
Just stare off, zone out.
No.
As I do. All right. And Mia said the dinner went well, but since then she has not heard back from Logan. Mia, did I get all that correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we were laughing. We were having a great time and then nothing.
Awesome. We were able to track down Logan. So I'm going to pick up with him. Don't say a word. Just kind of, you know, listen in and let's see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Logan. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? Hi. So my name is John. I host a morning show with two others, Jackson and Monroe, on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes to talk to us?
Sure. What's going on, guys?
Well, we do something called the Second Date Update, where we help out people who have been on dates and they thought, you know, they had a good time, but they're not hearing back from the other person. And you recently went out on a date with Mia, and Mia said the date was like really fun.
Oh, yeah, Mia.
Yeah. Well, let me ask, was the date fun?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the date started out okay. I mean, as well as any new date, you know, awkward conversations and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. So can I ask why you're not calling her back? Did she end up saying something that offended you, or did she not?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, thing is, like, I ordered some spinach dip, you know, as a appetizer, because I was starving and I didn't want to, like, flip into hangry mode, you know, during the date or anything like that.
Sure.
I also, during this time, I didn't realize that spinach dip could make someone so unattractive as it did Mia. It was so weird. I didn't know that it was even possible.
How did spinach dip make Mia unattractive?
Yeah, here's the thing. At one point, she had cheese dripping off of her chin, and, like, spinach was in her teeth, and she kept licking her fingers between each chip, just like that.
Oh.
It was disgusting. Like, I literally stopped eating the dip, and I barely even ate any dinner, even though I was, like, super hungry. Like, just thinking of her makes me nauseous.
Monroe, I looked at your face as Logan was describing, like...
Listen, you know I was on Team Mia, okay?
Yes, you were.
You know,
yeah.
I had Mia's back.
Yes.
But when it comes to eating and mouth noises, oh.
And you're not a sharer in the first place.
Mm-mm.
So you have someone, like, licking their fingers and then grabbing other... like, yeah, I bet you're not okay. Jackson, what about you? It's just part of having fun with food. It's a cheesy dish. There might be cheese on chins. That's okay.
Yeah, cheese on chins is fine. I was going to get mad at him for the spinach in the teeth thing, but the licking the fingers is where it's just like there's a napkin.
Yeah.
You could use a napkin to wipe them fingers clean, girl.
But you're losing some of the goodness.
Well, order another spinach dip. You don't have to do this.
If you lick, you get like the
I want excess. Better for me. I want better for her. I want better for them.
Well, Logan, listen, Mia's been listening in. There's no easy way to say it. So I'm going to bring her on so you can, hey, Mia.
Wow, that's like, well, I'm kind of shocked. I mean, we were both laughing about how good the dip was, and I made a joke of licking my fingers that you thought was really funny at the time. You could have told me that there was some on my chin. Like, that just seems like you not being cool. Yeah, obviously, I guess we don't have the same sense of humor, or you were faking that you did. So, yeah, I would agree. It's probably not a good fit. I don't understand why you were acting that way. It's like, whatever, good luck in the new year.
The amount of electronics Jackson has plugged in now to his, like, smart speaker has gotten insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you bought a few plugs at Costco, and for
they were on sale.
Right, and you were excited that you could turn off the lights by just telling, like, Alexa to turn off the lights or something.
Well, it's Google Home.
Google Home
I'm
for
not
you.
Basic, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So, yeah, here's the thing. I bought these plugs, and I bought a few of them, a few packs of them, because they were only $20 at Costco over Black Friday weekend, so I got a killer deal on them.
Right.
But I haven't had anything else to plug into them. But then I figured out, you know how much I love my candles.
Oh, he is a candle
I'm
fanatic.
I'm a fiend. I love candles. So got myself a candle warmer on Amazon. I had one more. It's called, the brand is Wemo.
Uh-huh.
I plugged my Wemo thing in. I plugged the candle warmer into it so I can start the candle warming from here. That way, by the time I get home, it's nice and warm and it smells nice.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
You realize how crazy you sound right now.
No, because here's the other thing.
Uh-huh.
Candles are also very dangerous.
Because
if you leave a candle warmer plugged in, or if you leave, obviously, an open flame, could cause a fire. I have it set up to automatically turn off at 9 p.m. every night just in case I fall asleep with it on. I'm telling you, it is idiot-proofing, like, day-to-day living for me, because I'm too stupid. I'll burn my house down.
I'm jealous.
You want this now, huh?
Yes,
yeah.
I absolutely do.
And my Chromecast, I just tell Google, hey, go back 5 minutes. I was playing on my phone. And it'll just
doesn't
turn the episode back 5 minutes.
Gosh, let's get you a showbiz beat.
Let's do it, buddy. We talked about how the blue dress that Princess Diana wore when she danced with John Travolta at the White House was going to... They expected it to go for about $450,000 at auction.
Right.
It was going up on the auction block. They pulled it from auction because it was up on the block and it failed. The bids failed to reach the reserve price of $265,000.
Oh,
so it didn't even get to the minimum bid.
Oh man.
So they're just like, all right, we're going to pull it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, people are paying like $500,000 for Olivia Newton-John's pants. So.
I know.
I expected this to hit it. I didn't think
I thought it would hit it and then some.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to go over projection, but Yeah, failed to hit their minimum bid.
I mean, it's not for me.
Yeah, not for me either.
But I'm sure it's for someone.
Again, there's a different blue dress that I think would go for a lot more money. That's a little more famous because of the White House.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. I mean, if it's your jam, I think they're willing to sell it for a deeply discounted price now.
Right?
Britney Spears is allegedly planning to take her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, to court for more custody. So right now they split custody. He gets the boys 70% of the time. Britney gets them 30% of the time. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, that actually worked out really well. With her residency in Vegas, she just didn't really have a ton of time. But now she's not really doing much, so she wants her boys 50-50.
Is she in a healthy enough space?
I haven't been able to track down whatever ended up happening with her conservatorship.
If I was Kevin Federline's lawyers, I would say, Your Honor, evidence one, Britney's Instagram stories.
I don't understand why you hate her Instagram stories so
because
much. It's just her dressing up.
No.
You can tell that she's
on something.
Oh, she's not okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I forgot how you guys went and got yourself a psychology degree, and you became licensed clinical psychologists.
Thank you for admitting that you forgot that.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
As a psychologist, the first step is admitting. So.
They don't know anything. These two are goofballs. They take one look at Britney and they're like, yeah, she got crazy eyes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. They could have been therapists
in the
20s. That's for sure.
She's a witch. Burn the witch.
Yeah, burn her. Or they would just prescribe a bunch of cocaine and then see what happened. Like, the 20s were crazy. And that's what you're qualified to do. You could be a therapist in the 20s. Woo. That's it. Billie Eilish. So she's 17 right now, but her 18th birthday is coming up. It's her 18th on the 18th.
Oh, it's her golden birthday.
It's her golden birthday, yeah. But here's the thing. She is really worried about turning 18 because she thinks people are going to get even meaner. Here's what she had to say.
I forget I'm 17 sometimes, honestly. And I'm genuinely terrified to turn 18, even though I've looked forward to turning 18 my whole life. I'm just afraid people are going to be like, and here's all the hate we feel, you know, because they normally hold it back a little bit. They barely hold it back, but a little bit. I feel like people are like, well, she's a minor, you know, we won't say whatever. And I'm worried that people are just going to like throw it at me. It's okay, though. I'm excited to turn 18.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But she's right, though.
She is right.
She's 100% right. Mm-hmm. She's gonna turn 18, and then everyone's like, all right, she's not a kid anymore. Gloves off. Let's really go after her. Which sucks, because people are already so mean to her. Monroe.
Listen, I'm not mean to her, okay?
That's not true.
I just think that she acted really inappropriate and unenthused by Ellen DeGeneres.
As a psychologist, I would blame it more on the age than anything. You're welcome. You're welcome.
We're just going to keep moving on here. Selma Hayek, she's in a new movie coming up. And for the movie, for the role, she really wanted to get lip injections. She wanted to, she thought it was going to be important to her character. But her friend looks at her and says, her friend is a dermatologist, Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre looked at Selma Hayek and was like, you are not going to be able to handle this. I know you. I know that I'm gonna get there. You're going to sit in the chair and then you're going to punk out. And Selma Hayek's like, no, I could do it. And she talks about how he put the first needle in her mouth, and she's like, nope, forget it, can't.
Really?
Yeah, so she did not get lip injections just because it was too painful.
Oh, dude, have you ever, like, bit your lip or something?
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah, D-R-A-Y, not D-R-E.
That's a shame.
I know.
Oh,
I was getting really excited.
Dr. Dre, the dermatologist.
I was like, oh, my gosh, he went away from music and is now a dermatologist?
I don't know what I would do. I would try to figure out how to pay any amount of money to get in to see Dr. Dre for just one visit. Right?
Yeah. I would book my appointment today.
Dr. Dre, what's this rash about?
Doesn't matter, whatever it is.
Yeah, tell me more about 8 Mile. And finally, we've got a really great musical mashup here. We've got, obviously, this is Mariah Carey season. This is the one time a year we dust Mariah Carey off, pull her off the shelf. Well, somebody mashed it up with some Marilyn Manson, and I'd like you to enjoy just a short selection of that.
Oh, beautiful people. The beautiful
It's crazy how well it fits.
I know.
It's crazy. It's seamless. Like, if you had played that for me and I didn't know either of those songs independently, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's how that song goes.
Right, exactly.
And it would make sense to me. I just thought that was really fun. There's your showbiz beat.
Hey, inquiring minds want to know what the brand of candle warmer you have.
Oh, I don't know. I got it on Amazon for like $8.
So you just bought a cheap candle warmer online?
Oh, yeah.
All right, there you go. Celebrity birthday game.
Yes. Yeah.
Fine.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Monroe won yesterday also, huh?
Yeah.
I'm the reigning champion.
Wow.
Game.
Jackson, we'll let you go first. Okay. Happy birthday to Hailee Steinfeld. Hailee Steinfeld, she actually was a mix artist who came here and played downstairs.
Yeah,
she's also a squad member.
She is a squad member.
Taylor Swift squad.
Oh, is she part of Taylor Swift squad? Uh-huh.
Yeah, squad goals.
Huh.
My buddy, who is now he's like a big time music producer. Like he's doing stuff with like Pink and Imagine Dragons.
We played some of your buddy's stuff on the station. Yeah,
he grew up here and. The first song he ever made, like, big, was with Hailee Steinfeld. He did the Bumblebee song with Hailee Steinfeld.
She is fantastic in Bumblebee.
Yeah.
I watched Bumblebee on a road trip that I went on with Jackson and Monroe.
It wasn't even a road trip. It was a work trip to Brigham City. It's not even like we didn't even cross state lines, and John just sat in the back, quiet as a church mouse, watching Bumblebee.
Dude, I had the best time.
You just had your little headphones on.
It's not often I get to just watch a movie.
Such a turkey.
Oh my gosh.
Such a turkey.
It was the best. Hailee Steinfeld, happy birthday to her. Jackson, how old is she?
Hailee Steinfeld, today, I'm going to say, is 23.
Jackson with the point. Don't even have to ask.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
23. Wow.
I couldn't remember if she was turning 22 or turning 23.
Happy birthday, Monroe, to Monique. Comedian Monique.
What?
It's Monique.
You would know her from, she was in Precious. She was on the Parkers for years. The Monique Show.
Monique and Precious. I have never in my life. I couldn't. That movie is so messed up.
It is messed up.
But she's so good in it.
I think probably her... Wouldn't she say The Parkers is her biggest? That was a big sitcom back in the 90s.
I think she's just kind of famous for being a comedian.
Okay. She's actually suing Netflix right now. Because she's...
No way.
She feels like she should be offered more money for a stand-up special. Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Monique Monroe, will go over to you. How old is she?
I'm going to say... 35.
35. No way. She's older than that. She's got to be... But probably not by much. 36.
Oh my gosh. Both of you are ridiculous. 52.
I knew she was older.
Oh, wow.
Her sitcom was a 94.
So?
All right. Happy birthday. Wait, who got that point? Jackson did.
I did.
Oh, ooh.
I know.
Happy birthday to Christmas's own Brenda Lee.
Oh, she's 900, Bob.
Brenda Lee was, I believe, 12 when she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was...
Rockin' Around Christmas Tree.
She was on Dead or Alive when we played that the other day.
Yeah, she was.
She was one of the names. She was a big-time singer when she was really young. Back then, they were going for those voices.
Which was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, I think actually her first song she recorded at the age of 6. I could be off by a few years, but it's something like that. Brenda Lee, it is her birthday.
But that song came out in, like...
Wow.
Like the late 50s, early 60s? Okay, so that was like 50 years ago. She was 12. I'm going to say that she is... Ooh. Ah! Monroe! Ah!
I'm going to need a number.
70.
Ah! 70. Monroe.
71, Bob.
71. 75. Monroe with the point.
Yeah. I did so much math for that.
I know.
I did so much math that she just gets to come in here
she
and do
does.
That.
That's how the game is played. Don't you sip that. Don't
Wait,
you dare.
Do we need to replay the Monique episode?
And finally, a happy birthday to John Kerry.
Oh,
John Kerry, previous Secretary of State from 2013 to 2017.
I'm like, what was he in?
Previous United States Senator from Massachusetts from 85 to 2013.
Democratic
nominated candidate for president. John Kerry, married to, do you guys remember?
Jim.
Jim Kerry.
Not Jim Kerry. Not correct.
Wasn't he married to one of the Berenstain Bears?
Close again.
Oh, the Heinz lady.
Heinz. Yeah, Teresa Heinz. He's got Heinz money behind him. Yeah.
But he didn't
and
get
that
elected.
Means with Heinz, he's got Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh. Number one investor.
Ed Sheeran in his pocket.
Yeah,
you heard it here first.
Totally.
Happy birthday to John Kerry. How old is he?
Is that me?
That
yeah,
is
you.
You.
I'm going to say he is 56.
Jackson, over to you.
I hate to do it.
Don't you do it.
But John just had a whole speech about how this is how the game is played.
Not fair.
57.
76.
Yeah!
Jackson with the win!
Ah! New champion!
That was a sweep, too, wasn't it?
No, you got one.
You got, one.
You got one.
I want that belt, though.
Yeah.
I want that belt.
Over.
You got to put it up at my
come
desk.
Come on. You don't win one time and get a belt.
Yeah, you do.
That's how it works.
No.
They don't in the WWE.
No, this is a championship. You got to be in it for the long haul. We're in the playoffs right now.
We can have a tournament of champions at the end of the year.
Okay,
John will just pick different celebrities. How old are they?
Yeah, I'll just name them.
Yeah.
If you've never downloaded the Mix app, today is a great day to do so. You could go to the App Store. Just go to Mix 105.1 when you search for apps, and our app will pop up. And once you download it and you open it, there's something called Open Mic. It's right there, right when you open the app. It's a big circle in the bottom. It reminds me kind of when you're trying to make like an Insta story.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, you just hold down, and when you hold down on it, it'll record a voice message. And when you're finished, that voice message, it just comes right to us. And every once in a while, we grab them all, and we like to play them back. For example, last week, Monroe wasn't sick with the stomach flu. She had the hiccups last week. Oh, man, are you the person who always has something? Is that going to be your new? You had hiccups last week?
How long have we done this, John? A year?
Over a year now.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's Liz's hiccup recommendation for Monroe.
This is Liz from Eagle Mountain. The best way to get rid of hiccups is to take a drink and then hold the cup up. And as you swallow, look at the bottom of the cup. Do it 3 times and they're always gone.
Did you hear that one? I know a lot of people messaged you a bunch of different remedies. Was that one of them?
Yeah, a lot of them were kind of like that. I don't know. I didn't try it, though.
You know which one I feel like we got a lot of through text were the try to make yourself like hiccup and then like you can't and somehow it stops.
Yeah, I'll give you $10 if you can hiccup and then you're thinking too hard about it and your body will stop.
Right. Yeah. Mm. I know. So next time that happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
Derek from Holiday has something for Jackson.
Oh. Derek from Holiday here. Shout out to my wife, Maggie. I just wanted to comment on Jackson's dislike for the country music infiltrating Mix 105.1. I feel the same, but I have a joke with Maggie that I say, any song can be turned into a country song. Here's a little sample. Her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
There you go.
Mm.
He turned Bruno Mars even into country.
Yeah.
He's like, because it's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same. That's my point.
But my point is you can't turn it country unless you put a twang on it. And that's what John gets mad at me for. When I drink tequila, when I kiss my sister. Hates it.
Here's the next one. I'm going to go here to Katie.
Hey, guys. This is Katie. I want to tell you that your podcast is the best. I love it. It makes my day so much better. And I am here to give you a podcast extra lead-in song because you guys seem to need a little help on that one.
How dare you?
Wake me up for podcast extras because I want more of John Monroe and Jackson.
What?
Wake me up for podcast extras. Give me extra right now.
So good.
Listen.
That was solid.
How about that?
That was solid.
Yeah.
Unlike you.
We do an improv. So if you don't listen to our podcast, we do an improv song every day.
Don't
call
it improv.
Nowadays, we just phone it in. But there was a time when we tried hard on those songs. Here's another podcast extra song.
Hi, guys. This is Jonah Zamora from Utah, Salt Lake City. And I listen to you guys every day. And I just wanted to make a little song for your podcast extras. So podcast time, come on, grab your friends, we're off to the very best of lands with John Monroe and Jackson. The fun will never end. It's podcast time.
Adventure time. That's the Adventure Time intro. It's so crazy because I literally just told John and Monroe off air how I have gotten really into Adventure Time.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Isn't that cute? I thought you would like that
one. I love it.
Yeah, it was so funny. I heard these yesterday, and then this morning Jackson's been talking Adventure Time, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the open mic segment.
Which, by the way, if you're not watching Adventure Time or if you've never seen it, really get into it. It's great.
Here is Alexa.
Hey, Mix, this is Alexa. I just wanted to let you know how much my husband and I enjoy your Saturday morning cereal. It's actually one of the few things he will actually sit and listen to with me, which really helps, especially since he's at boot camp now, so he's got a whole bunch of episodes to catch up on. It's really cool for us to actually be able to share a common interest, so thank you so much for that podcast.
Isn't that cool?
Aww.
That is very sweet. I'm glad you enjoy it, and here's the thing. In the background, I don't know if you heard this, but I'm almost positive I heard a cat purring.
It was a cat purring.
It was a cat purring.
Is that what it was?
The entire time.
Maybe. I don't know. It was cute.
I was wondering what was going on in the background there the whole time.
That had to have been a cat.
Hold on. Let's go back to the tape here for a second.
Just for a second.
Hey, Mix. This is Alexa. I just wanted to let you know.
You hear it in the background?
How much my husband
right
and
there.
I.
There's a good spot right there.
All
right.
So you think it's a purr?
Yeah, for
I was
sure.
Wondering, I thought she was like sitting in her car idling and she just needed to get a little tune up. That was going on. All right, here's Christy.
Hey guys, it's Christy from Eagle Mountain. You guys crack me up. Now all that I'm gonna think about today at work is poop dala 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 poop dala. Must be the poopies. Oh my gosh, I'm laughing so hard.
Poop dala 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 poop dala 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 poop dala dala dala.
I rue the day that I ever told that story.
Best story ever. All right, leave us an open mic. Download the Mix app now. We always love to hear from you. We mentioned how Monroe had to pass on the belt of the celebrity birthday game to Jackson.
No, I don't.
Because that's how it works.
It's not how it works. But he wins one time and he gets the belt? Are you kidding? I'm the champion.
If it's the WWE and you're the champion and you get pinned by Jackson, you don't get to keep the belt afterwards. You have to hand it over. That's how
I gave you the chair, girl.
Yeah. Right.
Give her the chair.
No, we're in the playoffs.
Oh, we're doing a different. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has to win a couple of times.
Nah.
She's never given the belt. That's what I'm learning.
I want that belt.
It's my belt.
John Watkins?
I know.
You better go get me that belt.
I know.
I'm the one who invented the belt.
Yeah, but you lost it.
No, I didn't, because it's mine.
A Lannister always pays their debt, Monroe.
Madeline says, hey, thank you guys for making my mornings and workday so great. Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, speaking of belts, big night tonight, Monroe.
I know. I'm going to cry like a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My son, he had this huge test in karate on Saturday, and I can't tell you how nervous I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, looking around at all the other kids, like, oh, you mess up. You do the right foot, you know, because like it's really stressful.
Mm-hmm.
This karate test is like a serious deal.
How does it? Did you stand by yourself up there? Do you stand with others?
So they went in groups. So it was like a group of like four or five kids.
Your photo that you posted earlier this week under four photos was really cool. It looked intense.
It was intense.
It looked like some like a dystopian future.
Yeah,
where you go upon this like tribunal.
Yeah. Everybody has matching jackets.
Right.
It was really intense. So I was sitting there and Tom's like, you need to calm down. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm so nervous for him. So I was so nervous. And then we found out that he passed. And so
awesome. Tonight
is the big ceremony. And, you know, I mean, I'm just going to act like it's a ceremony for me.
Right.
Not myself.
Of course. Will you be collecting the belt yourself?
I'm just going to ugly cry.
You're going to the whole time.
I'm going to fall apart and my poor son is just going to be like, why did you even go?
You imagine it's all quiet because it's like this beautiful ceremony, Jackson. Everyone's like, and they bow and it's like, it's supposed to be silence. And you just hear in the background,
my baby.
That one's mine.
You'll love me more than everyone always.
Yeah. These are just things that are being yelled.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly how it's going
to
go.
I can't wait to hear how it goes tomorrow. There is a new survey done by O Danish Bakery.
O Danish.
O Danish.
They have the top craved holiday flavors. What do you think? So when you think of like Christmas.
Cinnamon.
That's what I was going to say. Cinnamon.
Number 10.
What?
Yeah.
Now, gingerbread?
Apple cinnamon is number 2.
That's okay.
They have cinnamon and apple cinnamon as two different things.
Which is incorrect, first of all.
It is.
It is?
But I think just general cinnamon is more Christmassy than apple cinnamon.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that statement. But gingerbread? You know what? Like, I've been eating so much chocolate lately. I mean, just, I mean, something about it just
That's
makes
the money.
Me feel warm
yeah.
and cozy.
Chocolate's number one.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Top
How
cakes.
About ham?
You want some? You guys want some ham?
Ham.
Ham's not on here.
The people do love the way I say ham.
What about gravy?
No, you guys are really getting off.
Oh. Ham is a flavor. You can have ham-flavored stuff.
If bacon is a flavor,
ham
is
a
flavor.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll just tell you the top 10. What do you think?
No.
Number 10, cinnamon. Number 9 is cherry.
Incorrect.
Number 8, red velvet.
Fine.
Number 7 is cream cheese.
That's what I crave, red velvet, just for the cream cheese frosting.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Real quick.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that cream cheese is a flavor, but ham isn't?
Tell you right now, cream cheese frosting, and I have been eating like crazy a bar of cream cheese with salsa poured over the top of it.
Oh, it's like my favorite thing.
Oh!
Seriously, one of my favorite.
Might I recommend you get yourself down to Trader Joe's, get some of their jalapeno jelly. You dump that over a brick of... of cream cheese.
Ritz crackers?
Ritz crackers.
You don't need to tell me how to eat. I know that already.
Oh,
I know exactly.
Oh, how cool you are knowing everything, don't you?
So good. Number 6 is pecan.
Pecan.
It's a pecan.
Number 5, no, it's pecan.
Pecan.
Some pecan sandies. Number 5 is raspberry. Number 4 is gingerbread. Number 3, cheese. We crave cheese around the
home.
Yeah, for sure.
Number 2 is apple cinnamon, and number 1 is chocolate. Peppermint, not in the top 10. Neither is eggnog. Neither is cranberry.
That's why eggnog's not on
there.
Yeah. It should have never been a flavor.
I love eggnog.
Shouldn't exist.
Of course you would.
What does that mean?
You know how you are.
What?
You know how you are.
It's tradition. I'm going to sit here with my fruitcake and my eggnog and just sit under the Christmas tree and smile at strangers.
It's a 1920s Christmas in the Watkins house. Big band playing.
You know me so well. So, you know how they predicted the end of travel agents?
Yeah.
Did they?
For a long time, because everything was being booked online. Mm-hmm. You didn't need a travel agent. You could just go to whatever.com and you could book on your own.
I actually feel the opposite. I feel like now I need a travel agent more than ever.
So travel agents are coming back in a big way. A new survey polled that says that 50% of people now want to go to a travel professional for help instead of just booking a trip online. It was down to 20% for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
In fact, at one point, it did even hit 8%. So that's how low it was and how it's climbing back. And such. Millennials want to look for a personal experience during travel that they can't find online. And so you need someone who has been there or has talked to people, and that's why.
Well, I mean, travel agents are basically just influencers. Like, you want to go to someone who seems like they're in the know.
Right. That's because there's so many options. Like, there's 875, you know, hotel booking sites.
Right.
Now, so I'm just like I just want to go to a travel agent and just be like, all right, you obviously
someone who
know
has
the
been
ball.
There that has like pounded the pavement, who can tell you, hey, don't go here, it's just a tourist trap, you're gonna end up hating it, you're gonna stand in line forever for an Instagram picture. Go here for a really genuinely cool experience.
Yeah. I always wanted to be one because you get to travel like through the company. And like a lot of times, like even places will pay you to go there. I'm like, oh, what a great job.
Yeah.
Open a travel agency on the side. Hey, are you ready for my... You want to do it?
I do.
Listen.
Yeah. Should we do it?
Yeah, and then you know what you should do is you should hire a certain morning show to come out
and
experience.
Yes. Guys,
love it.
These are why we have meetings right here on air.
Okay.
The best ideas happen now. You ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
We like to make a lot of fun of Mariah Carey.
I sure do. Not a fan of hers.
Yeah, Jackson does not like the Mariah Carey.
I like her attitude.
She's a diva, and like she has no right to be a diva anymore, does she?
She has a couple of hits.
I'm glad you said that. Mariah Carey had number one singles for 11 straight years for over a decade, starting with Vision of Love in 1990 and ending with Thank God I Found You in 2000. Yes, that's right. So she did for an entire decade have hit songs. I did not know that until I read this.
I guess that's a little before my time, though.
Yeah.
Like, I really became aware of music around, like, 97, 98.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, I maybe only know of a couple of Mariah Carey hits because I didn't grow up with it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I'll give her credit where credit's due.
Also, you think just because of her one Christmas song, she's on charts every year.
I just looked at our streaming numbers for Salt Lake, like what songs are being streamed.
It's all Christmas.
Mariah Carey's number one.
Yep.
Yeah. I know.
Wake me up for podcast extras, because I want more of John Monroe and Jackson. Wake me up for podcast extras. Give me extra right now.
Man, I love when someone does it for us.
That's really good. That was really good.
I think that, so. I don't want to insult anyone else that's already done them, but that was one of the better ones.
It's fun. Yeah, so if you are listening to our podcast and you want to sing us a song, please just grab the Mix app. You go to the App Store, search for Mix 105.1, and then just click on Open Mic and sing us your best podcast open. Monroe won. Jackson was in third.
So well, I don't think you're counting them votes right now.
Why you gotta point that out like that, man?
Just want him to be.
I don't know why you're.
So he knows.
John's just bad at counting and math.
He knows.
What makes more sense? That I didn't get a lot of votes, or John's bad at counting? I need you to ask yourself. You're not wrong. You know,
you're not wrong.
Yeah. Jackson, why don't you go first?
All right. My story comes to us from Uganda. A chemical company recently hired a man to help him kill. To help them kill mosquitoes. Now, that sounds, you know, kind of normal.
Yeah.
Probably plenty of chemical companies out there that are making, like, citronella candles and different ways to repel or kill mosquitoes.
I know, but mosquitoes don't care.
Here's the thing, though. They care a lot because this man's farts kill mosquitoes.
Well.
They absolutely neutralize them. His name is Joe. He says that no one in his home has ever gotten malaria because of his noxious toots. A local Ugandan chief told The Sun, I heard about Joe's gift and I took him in to help mop out the mosquitoes infesting our surroundings. He respectfully drops these bloomers, by the way.
Bloomers.
Oh my gosh.
Respectfully drops his bloomers. And it helped eradicate the insects. He does his thing and they drop, well, like flies. Joe says, quote, I eat ordinary food just like everyone else, but no insect can lay a foot on me, not even a fly. I smell like a normal man, I bathe daily, and my farts are just like everyone else's. They are only dangerous to small insects, especially mosquitoes. So, rumor on the street is, if you got a mosquito problem, if you got a bug problem, this guy's farts will just kill him.
Just get the old...
And they just smell like regular farts, so it doesn't do anything to us.
Fart.
Yeah.
A good
I know.
Job.
I need to get in that racket.
Right.
I mean, I've already tricked someone to pay me to talk, which is, I mean, that's a lot.
Fools.
You fools.
All right. A new study monitored people as they drove in the car with one of two different things. Sometimes their kids, sometimes a cake. And the researchers wanted to see which precious, fragile passenger made people drive more carefully.
No way.
95% of people drove more cautiously with the cake.
Well, because if it slides to one side of the box, you're done. That whole cake's done.
Here's why. Researchers say it's because the cake makes us snap out of autopilot because there's something new in the car. And you're like, I don't want it to slide. Then when we're driving with our kids, we're just driving every day. And just
part of the scenery.
Yeah, exactly. 65% drove slower. 60% were more cautious and gentle with braking. 50% took turns slower. And 45%, here's the one, used their phones less.
Well, you can't.
Gotta get that cake home.
You can't talk and think at the same time.
Right.
Might I make an argument on behalf of the cake?
Yeah, please.
When's the last time you went to the store and found yourself a car seat for a cake? All right? Never, probably. It's just sitting there on your passenger seat, and you have to drive very carefully or else it's going to slide and you're going to ruin Nana's birthday.
Right.
And they don't come in, like, protective boxes either. They come in, like, those flimsy, just paper cardboard type things.
Dude. Or like a or the plastic shell. You break a little too hard. That thing's going over. You break a little too hard with a baby in the back. They're like, I'm still in my car seat. No worries, because it was properly installed by a cop at the hospital, etc.
Don't you seatbelt your cake in?
I seatbelt a lot of my stuff in.
Okay,
mainly my dog.
All right, thanks for listening to our podcast. Make sure to review, rate, subscribe. It all does help us. Have a great day. Bye bye.